Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 8th parak of Maseches Yom. But perhaps more significantly, we're actually going to be finishing off Maseches Yom as a whole today with Parak Ches Mishnah Ches and Parak Ches Mishnah Tes. Now, as we've discussed many times before, the primary goal of Yom Kippur is to do tshuva, to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to ultimately receive a kapara, a forgiveness, an atonement from Hashem and from others as well. Now, the last two Mishnayos of the Masechta are going to discuss the role of Yom Kippur in atoning for various averos, as well as other ways of achieving forgiveness, again, from Hashem and from others as well. Now, no process, as the Rambam points out, of atonement is effective without doing tshuva. And in order to do tshuva, there are basically three steps that a person must be involved with. Number one is what we refer to as vidui, is confessing one's sins before Hashem. Number two is charata, is regretting the actions that he engaged in. And number four is kabbalah ala asid, is accepting upon oneself that he's going to be better in the future. Now, with this background, we're going to begin Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Chatos va'asham vadai mechaprin, the carbon chatos and the definite guilt offering, the definite carbon asham, are going to atone for those sins that require these carbonos. Now, the standard carbon chatos is brought to atone for the to averos that were done by accident of certain Torah prohibitions. For example, if a person violated Shabbos by accident, he's going to bring a carbon chatas. Now, generally, one must bring a carbon chatas for any sin that, if committed intentionally, is punishable by kares. Aside from the standard chatas, the Mishnah also included another kind of carbon chatas, referred to as the carbon ola v'yor, which is brought for the four specific types of carbonos of prohibitions of Yisurim listed in Sefer Vayikra in Perek Hay, at the beginning of Perek Hay. Now, the Asham Vada is going to atone for three specific sins. Number one is swearing falsely to keep money or property that belongs to another person. Number two is mistakenly making personal use of objects belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. And number three is certain cases of relations with a non-Jewish maidservant who is the wife of an Eved Ivri. Continuing now in the Mishnah, so that's when it comes to a carbon chatas and an asham vadas, they're going to be mechaber, they're going to bring atonement for those particular averus. And then once a person does tshuva and brings the appropriate carbonos, his atonement is complete. That being said, the Mishnah is now going to turn to sins for which the Torah does not actually give us carbonos to bring. It says the Mishnah, misav yom kippur mechaber im hatshuva, for sins that a person would get malchus for, the death of the sinner, or Yom Kippur is going to atone for those averos, as long as it is done with tshuva. Meaning to say, if the person who sinned does tshuva, then Yom Kippur is going to complete his atonement. And if he dies before Yom Kippur, then his death is going to complete the atonement. Continuing at in the Mishnah, as we discussed less severe averos which are not punishable with malchus, tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos, tshuva alone, just repentance, even without Yom Kippur, is going to atone for lesser transgressions, for lesser averos, ala se via los ase, meaning for violating positive commandments and negative commandments, for which there is no actual iser, meaning there's no actual punishment described in the Torah, via la chamuros, it is in the case of very serious averos, meaning transgressions that are punishable by malchus, that repentance, that tshuva is not enough, he solar, rather, what happens is that it suspends punishment until Yom Kippur, death comes, and then he's going to get a complete atonement for those averos. So for prism, as the Bartanura points out, for purposeful violations of even more severe prohibitions, those which the Torah actually tells you you're either going to get kares or you're going to get death, you're going to get malchus, repentance and Yom Kippur are going to prevent the full brunt of punishment, but the sin is fully erased only with with some degree of suffering, with some degree of pain. Continuing now with our final Mishnah in the Masechta Parakas Mishnah Tes, a very important Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah, and a Mishnah that is certainly appropriate to finish off the Masechta on. Now, having discussed in the previous Mishnah the various methods of achieving atonement for sins, this Mishnah is going to now list some limitations on the power of Tshuva and Yom Kippur in order to bring forgiveness. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer echate v'ashuv, echate v'ashuv. The person says, I'm going to sin, and then I'm going to do tshuva for that sin. And then after he says, he sins, and again he says, I'm going to sin, and then I'm going to do tshuva from that avera. Ein maspik in biyad ulazes tshuva. He doesn't have the ability, he's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. But Hashem, in his kindness, as the Rambam points out, is it going to allow a person to do tshuva and gain atonement, gain forgiveness for his averos? But when a person takes advantage of that kindness and uses it as a reason to sin, then it is certainly fitting that he not be given the ability to do tshuva going forward. Continuing in the Mishnah, similar type of situation. Echatev Yom Kippurim Mechaper. If a person says, I'm going to sin, and then Yom Kippur is going to atone for the sin. Ein Yom Kippurim Mechaper. Yom Kippur is not going to atone for the sin that he did. Meaning Hashem does not help him do what is necessary to achieve atonement on Yom Kippur, and by doing tshuva, and by observing the halachas of Yom Kippur. Now, when does Yom Kippur itself not bring any sort of kapara? Says the Mishnah, Avero Shebinadze Lamako, for sins that are between a man and Hashem, in those situations where you did things that are not directed against people, but against the Rabbonu Shalom, for example, you ate something non-kosher and so on, says the Mishnah, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur is going to get him an atonement, going to get him forgiveness. Avero Shebinadze Lechavero, but for Averos between man and his fellow person, whether it's wounding someone, whether it's stealing from someone, whether it's hurting another person verbally and so on and so forth, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Sheirat Es Chavero. Yom Kippur in that situation is not going to get him forgiveness until he actually asks for forgiveness. He has to ask to be forgiven by his friend. It's not enough to do tshuva between you and Hashem. But if the Avera was between you and someone else, you have to ask Mechil, you have to ask forgiveness from that other person. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude by teaching us the source in the Torah for the rule that Yom Kippur alone is not going to atone, is not going to bring forgiveness for sins between man and his fellow man. It says the Mishnah, Zudarash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned it from the following pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, which tells us, Mikol chatoseichim lefnei Hashem titaru, which means that from all of your sins before Hashem shall you be cleansed. The word before Hashem can be interpreted as describing the sins mentioned in the pasuk, and the pasuk therefore refers to sins between man and Hashem. And therefore, Avero Shebinadze Lamako, Yom Kippur Mechaper, that only for sins that are between man and Hashem is Yom Kippur going to bring forgiveness. Avero Shebinadze Lachavero, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. But for sins between man and his fellow man, Yom Kippur is not going to bring forgiveness, Ad Shiratz Es Chavero, until a person appeases his fellow man, until he asks for forgiveness from the person who he wronged. Now the Masech is going to conclude now with a famous teaching of Rabbi Akiva about the special nature of tshuva and the forgiveness that is meant to be experienced by the Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Akiva, this is a song that I'm sure many of us sing as well. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, how lucky are you, the Jewish people, lifnei miatem mitzarim, before who do you cleanse yourself from sin? Omi metahareschem, who cleanses you from doing from sins? Avichem Shabbat Shemaim, your Father in Heaven. That Rabbi Akiva is discussing two kinds of tshuva. Number one, cleansing oneself, right? And number two, being cleansed by Hashem. And the Tosfos Yantav explains here that the first kind of repentance is accomplished by when he realizes that he must do tshuva and he takes independent action to do so. He literally cleansed himself. And Rabbi Akiva's teaching that after he begins to do tshuva, Hashem helps him to complete the process, and that is exactly what happens in the second section that Rabbi Akiva is referring to, that Hashem is going to cleanse you from sin. Now Rabbi Akiva is going to cite two more psukim that show that Hashem cleanses the Jewish people from Avera. Shemar, as the pasuk says, and say for Yechezkel, Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartim, I Hashem am going to sprinkle pure water upon you, and you shall be cleansed. And the pasuk teaches us that it is Hashem himself who purifies people who sin, va'omer, but it also says in Yirmiyahu, in describing Hashem, mikveh Yisrael, that Hashem, which literally means that a mikveh rather, that Hashem is the mikveh Yisrael, that Hashem is the mikveh, which literally means the hope of the Jewish people, but mikveh also means a place that a person bathes in to become pure, to get rid of any sort of impurity. Therefore, says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Akiva, Ma mikveh metaris etemeim, just as a mikveh purifies those who are impure, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, metaris Yisrael, so does Hashem, he purifies the Jews and the Bnei Yisrael of its sins. And that's the power of Yom Kippur. It's a day number one where we take action to do tshuva, and more significantly, a day when we go into that mikveh of Hashem, and Hashem purifies us, Hashem cleanses us from all possible types of averos. Quick review, Mishnah Ches gave us a whole list of really how a person, the different types of averos, and how a person can get kapar, can get forgiveness from them. The first type of category were the mitzvah, with the kalos, with the averos that are less significant, when he mistakenly commits an avera for which there is no prescribed karban, or he intentionally commits a relatively minor avera, and so on and so forth. So what's the situation there? So one who commits a sin for which the Torah prescribes a karban chatas or a vaday asham, he's going to bring the offering which together with repentance atones for his transgression. And nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then all he has to do is do tshuva. Now, what does the person do when it comes to severe averos, chamuros? So we say that in the case of one who intentionally commits a sin that is punishable by Malchus, then repentance suspends punishment until Yom Kippur, or the death of the sinner when his atonement is complete. And then the third type is the sins of even greater severity. For one who knowingly violates a commandment that is punishable by kares or death, so repentance and Yom Kippur are going to make it less severe, and a measure of suffering is going to complete the atonement. And the final type of sin, and this is the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuva famously, is Chilul Hashem. That if one desecrates the name of Hashem, then Shuva, Yom Kippur, and suffering bring some level of atonement, but full atonement cannot be achieved until a person passes away. And then Perikles Mishnah Test described when tshuva does not really work. And if a person says that I'm going to sin and I'm going to repent, then tshuva doesn't work. And similarly, if a person says I'm going to sin and the Yom Kippur is going to bring me forgiveness, and there as well, the Yom Kippur is not going to bring him any sort of forgiveness because you're really just using it as an excuse to actually sin. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, that the tshuva only works between you when it's an aver bin adam l'makom, between you and Hashem, then you could do tshuva to Hashem. But if you did something wrong bin adam l'chaver, to your fellow man, then tshuva is not going to work. Yom Kippur is not going to bring you kapara. Ach yirates chaver, until you actually ask for mechila, until you actually ask for forgiveness. Famously, the machlokas between the Chavetz Chaim and Shaul Salanter. What do you do if you know that confessing your sin to someone else that you did to him is going to make him angry and is going to hate you more? Do you really need to tell him and make him angry at you? It's machlokas there, which is certainly interesting as well. Then the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brings a proof text, a source for this notion that you have to ask mechila from your friend before Hashem, and it says that the Torah tells him, that you're going to be purified from all averos that are lifnei Hashem, that are bein adam lemakom, that are between you and Hashem. But any avera that's between you and your fellow man, you can't get mechila, you can't get forgiveness from that until you ask for mechila from the person who you wronged. And then Rabbi Akiva famously says that how fortunate are the Jewish people that you have the ability to cleanse yourselves, to do tshuva, and also that Hashem was going to cleanse you from sin. If you just jump in the mikvah, if you just start doing tshuva, Hashem will take you the rest of the way and purify you and forgive you from any averos that you did. And then we conclude the Masechta by the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel that Rabbi Akiva quotes, and the Torah, and over there, Hashem says that I'm going to sprinkle pure water upon you and you shall be cleansed. But it also says in Yirmiyahu, in describing Hashem, that Hashem is the mikvah of the Jewish people, the hope of the Jewish people. Based on this, Rabbi Akiva says that just as a mikvah purifies those who are contaminated by impurity, by a tumah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well purifies the Jews of their sins, just like a mikvah does. Have a great day.